This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Tybor is joining us on the WBEN Liveline, the founder of 8 Days of Hope, a faith-based disaster relief organization. We're remembering Hurricane Katrina, which made landfall 20 years ago this morning. And Steve, if I remember right, I think you founded 8 Days of Hope after Katrina, because of Katrina.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me. Yes, I was living in Mississippi at the time in a town called Tupelo, about 4 hours north of the coast. And when the storm hit the coast, not only the damage from New Orleans that a lot of people saw on the TV sets, but also the damage went through Mississippi and Alabama. And it was surreal. And yes, so that's when 8 Days of Hope started 20 years ago this weekend.
Well, if I'm remembering correctly with the storm, I remember when the storm passed and the immediate aftermath was almost relief, like, oh man, it wasn't quite as bad as we thought. And then that's when the levee broke, the flooding happened, and it turned into one of these terrible disasters.
You know, Hurricane Katrina really was a tale of two tales of one storm. To date, this is still the costliest storm ever. Dollars equivalent today is about $210 billion. And just to put that in perspective, here in Western New York, that would give you an opportunity to build about 115 Highmark stadiums, 115 of them. That's how much money it cost to follow up and bring hope to those who lost so much. The levees broke in New Orleans. 80% of New Orleans flooded. Over 1,000 people drowned or died during Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. But the damage also covered the whole coast of Mississippi. I remember going to Gulfport, Mississippi, 5 days after the storm had passed, and having a state trooper literally taking me to the beach where it looked like a bomb had dropped, and there was an eerie smell in the air. And that was the first time I'd ever smelled that smell. And he explained to me that there were still many people missing and they still had not done a full recovery yet. And that was an eye opener. And so from Bay St. Louis and Waveland, Mississippi, to Gulfport, to Biloxi, all the way into Alabama, and of course, New Orleans, your heart just breaks when you look back. And another thing that people forget, again, in Mississippi, there was a 27-foot storm surge. Think about that. That's higher than many of our homes. That surge came inward 6 miles. 6 miles. So water came in all the way to I-10. And if you're familiar with the Gulf Coast, I-10 is the major highway, similar to 90, that runs, you know, east to west. but that water came in 6 miles. 90,000 square miles were declared disasters. The Federal Disaster Declaration, to date, the largest amount of square miles ever declared for a disaster. So yeah, it was an eye-opening experience, you know, going through some of those communities and then trying to find a way to help these families out.
And how long did you and the others that kind of were with you spend on that Gulf Coast, and what were you doing there?
Yeah, we focused on two towns in Mississippi, Bay St. Louis and Waveland, Mississippi. And over a span of 5 years, we had four major rebuilding trips. We helped about 600 families rebuild their homes for free, building a lot of the homes from the ground up in 8 days. I'll never forget, in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, we had 1,600 square foot ranches. We built six of them side by side by side, all in 8 days. And to date, whenever I go to the Gulf Coast and visit those towns, it brings, you know, a warm feeling to my heart, knowing that we played a small part in the recovery of Katrina. You know, we have now responded to 110 disasters across the country, and there have been, especially lately, there have been some significant disasters, but still to this date, nothing like Hurricane Katrina.
How has, not just with, of course, your organization starting up, but what you've seen in disaster response, how has Katrina changed how we respond to disasters?
You know, there's other ministries that launched after Hurricane Katrina. I think of Mercy Chefs. They to this date, they make meals and provide food. You know, that's the arm of how they help people, their arm of the ministry where they help people. I think people are more aware of you know, hurricanes. The good news about hurricanes is you have usually 3 to 5 to 7 days to kind of start planning. But, you know, it's amazing. 100,000 people did not leave New Orleans. It was a, you know, it was declared that you had to leave, and yet 100,000 people stayed. And you know, many of those people, of course, you know, paid the ultimate price for not leaving. And, man, I hate that. And yet, you know, I still run into families that now live maybe in Memphis or Nashville or Dallas, where they relocated, and it just said, never again. We're not going to go back and live on the coast. We just can't put our families through that again. So, you know, a lot of us are wiser. You know, I lived 4.5 hours north of the coast. People don't know this, but every county in Mississippi was affected by Hurricane Katrina. So even if you were 2 hours in or 3 hours in or 4 hours in, you know, it affected so many people. One last thing about Katrina, you know, there was no power for months. And so when we were down in Bay St. Louis and Waveland, I was thinking this morning, it was getting dark in December of 2005 around 5:30, and it was pitch black. I mean, there was no power. There was no gas station. There was no place to get your tire fixed if you ran over a nail. You had to go to Hattiesburg about an hour away. So it was a really intense storm that had wide-ranging effects, very deep into each state, just not along the coast.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, still 20 years later, they're still coming back from that. And Steve, thanks so much for sharing your time and for helping out as you do. As you mentioned, 110 disasters you've been helping out with in this country, and we all appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me today. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Steve Tybor, the 8 Days of Hope, Disaster Response. They've been doing great work in the last 20 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.